Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And let's start in Washington this morning and bring in Jay O'Brien, who's been covering the White House and Congress. And Jay, let me just start here. The House is taking up the Inflation Reduction Act today. Critics say it doesn't go far enough to reduce inflation. And for buyers of electric vehicles, that $7,500 tax credit will no longer be available because of the way this bill is written. Is there any chance that this can be revised before this vote?
It doesn't look like it. It doesn't look like it's going to be changed. Now, it is the U.S. House of Representatives, so, I mean, maybe something shakes out, but it looks like Democrats have the votes as is to pass this legislation. And Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said her priority is to pass this legislation the way it looks coming out of the Senate. Now, the way it looks coming out of the Senate, broad strokes, remember, this is something that passed over the weekend with 50 Republicans opposing it, 50 Democrats in favor of it, the vice president with the tie-breaking vote. This, writ large, what this legislation does is it allows Medicare to negotiate for lower prescription drug prices for seniors and to bring the market price down itself as well. It has green energy incentives to produce more green energy in the United States. It's actually the largest amount of green energy incentives in any piece of legislation in U.S. history, according to Democrats. And also, it raises taxes on corporations. It has a 15% minimum corporate tax rate. That's how the bill primarily funds itself. And the extra money left over is going to be used, Senator Joe Manchin says, to help pay off the national debt as a means of bringing down inflation. Now, there have been Congressional Budget Office reports. These are nonpartisan reports that say that this bill won't lower inflation, particularly in the near term in 2022 and 2023. Republicans have seized on those, saying that this is a bill that would raise inflation or at least not impact inflation and also raises taxes on job creators in a time where they shouldn't be doing that in the current economic climate. That said, Democrats counter that there are still high-profile economists in favor of this legislation. Former Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson, who worked for the Bush administration, Larry Summers, who worked for the Clinton and Obama administrations. And so what happens next is that the House takes this up. They will vote on it. It is likely to pass. And from there, it goes to President Biden, who will sign it. We don't know when, because right now he's on vacation. Whether or not he comes back from vacation to sign it, that's an open question, but it appears he likely would.
It's very interesting to me. I'm just fascinated by this North American assembly requirement for electronic vehicles. It begins when the president signs the bill. I've just been reading the stories and stories of people who have ordered these vehicles, assuming they get $7,500 back. And now thinking, hey, if I don't get it by the time he signs it, I'm going to be short of this money. Is this maybe an example of people in Washington doing something that on paper looks very good? I mean, who doesn't want our cars built in America? Yet, of course, these bills are being written by a bunch of people who, I mean, when's the last time your congressman stepped their foot in a car dealership?
Well, in fact, this bill was written by your senator, Chuck Schumer. This is the legislation that Chuck Schumer and Joe Manchin negotiated behind closed doors for days, if not weeks, and no one really knew that they were doing this. So that's the thing, is that when this legislation came out of that closed door meeting from Schumer and Manchin, it looked largely the way it looks now. This was a piece of legislation that was what the Democrats felt they could finally get over the goal line after months of, you know, the president's legislative agenda getting different hangups here and there, mainly from Senators Manchin and Sinema, right? So this was what the Democrats felt they could pass. It's 700 pages, so there was a lot crammed into it. But to say that this is not, you know, the legislative priorities, A, of the president, but B, of Senators Manchin and Schumer, I mean, they were the ones that really crafted this legislation.
Jay, thank you. That's Jay O'Brien joining us from Washington.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.